Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Go now, let's go!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Friday, 20 minutes away from the College Football Corner. Take a look at some of the bowl games over the weekend. Some of the bowl games start tonight. It is officially bowl season, which is great.
Bahamas Bowl. Wasn't that Popeye's Bahamas Bowl?
I believe it was.
Yeah.
I believe it was.
I can go to a Popeye-sponsored event in the Bahamas. Sign me up.
Right. I mean, if you have to have a season that doesn't end in going to, you know, like the national championship or something like that, or one of the big bowl games, I mean, send me to the Bahamas and let me have all the Popeyes I can eat. That sounds great. Now it's sponsored by Maker's Wanted, which I don't know what that is. At first I thought it was Maker's Mark.
I did too.
I was like, no.
I did too.
I'd still take the I'll take Maker's Mark over Popeyes, but it's not Maker's Mark. It's Maker's Wanted.
I'll take Popeyes over Maker's.
I love Maker's so much.
Love Popeyes so much.
Yeah, I understand. It'd be a tough decision.
It might
to make.
Be a Popeyes
like,
Friday.
Which kid do you love the most?
Depends on who get good grades.
We'll get to the College Football Corner in 20 minutes. A lot of stuff to talk about, including a story we didn't get to yesterday about how the name, image, and likeness rule could actually level the playing field when it comes to recruiting. The Wendy Zone coming up at 11:40. Wendy Adams will join us in studio at 11:40, as she always does. But we kick off the 11 o'clock hour with the NFL No Huddle, brought to you by R.S. Andrews. Keep warm. Get a Precision R.S. Andrews furnace tune-up, another way they make you smile. And we start here. Which one are we going to do, number two, right, with Julio Jones?
I mean, Q's doing a great job with resting us, and then it's on us as well to take care of ourselves.
That's okay.
And I did. I told him that I wanted to use that clip, and then I forgot.
You forgot. That's okay.
I was more distracted on the thing that I learned during the break. We'll get to that later, though. It'll be my takeaway of the day.
I can't believe you never heard that before.
It's just, I learn, and like Wendy said, it's an education every single day, working with you and Hugh.
Some of the stuff that you guys teach us. We don't be trying to teach.
That's great.
It's just random conversation, how we talk to each other.
That's what the best teachers do.
Yeah, we just be talking.
You just have wisdom that just emanates.
Yeah.
And we just soak it up sometimes. Yeah. And that's what happened earlier. And it'll probably be my takeaway of the day later on in the show. I learned a new phrase that I'm very happy about. That was Julio Jones talking about the second half of the season being better because the workload's lightened up a little bit and they're taking care of their bodies. I said this earlier in the week. I'm not surprised that it's been true. Julio hadn't practiced this week. He took a bit of a beating last week in the 49ers game. 20 targets, 13 catches. Amazing football game for him. I mean, the good news is, throughout this season, maybe even more than other seasons we've seen, last season a little bit too, Julio's maintained enough health to play in every single game, and he's looked really good throughout the entire season.
Yeah, and I love what he said in the clip, because I think, as a young player, that was something that I didn't do like I thought I needed to more. It's just the recovery part of it, because you're still full of pee and vinegar. You know, I wake up, I don't need no stretching.
When you don't need to, when you're 23.
You know, and so you just go. But as my career went along, I started getting more massages and ice tubbing and taking care of your body, because it's a long season, especially if you have a game like Julio did. I mean, you've had those games, and, you know, some mornings still, I got to roll out of bed because body's hurting. So just imagine. Like, once all, like, you know how me and Hugh be talking in the bullpen about all the stuff you put in your body, taking injections and all that. That Tuesday night when it wear off, goodness gracious Lord, when you're in your 30s.
Just pain.
It just hurts.
What's still, like, because does it happen to you when it's cold now? Because it's been cold the last couple days?
These joints aching, man.
What is it?
These joints, the fingers. Yeah, his fingers and his knees, man. And these ragged ankles.
Yeah, bone spurs.
They were flipping the other day. You remember I was walking in the bullpen and had to stop for it. That thing did a backflip up in there, man.
You need to go see the Freddie Freeman's doctor. Freddie Freeman got his bone spurs cleaned up this offseason.
I honestly believe this. I ain't getting cut open if I don't have to.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I need ankle surgery for? Right? So
we're playing catch in the bullpen. Like, your catch radius isn't what it once was, probably.
But, you ain't cutting me open.
So you can play catch with a racquetball?
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm good,
right,
man.
Okay, that's fair enough.
As long as I can play golf. The only intense sport I play is golf.
Well, you use your, you know, ankles with the good, you got to get a good turn in golf.
Yeah,
get your ankles
time.
In there.
That's the only time.
All right.
I've been in this, you know, profession long enough to know that, you know, it's production based business, and I hope it is, because we love him and he's a great football coach.
You guys get the Jaguars this week and then the Bucks coming up.
Yeah, that's right. That is who they have in the final two games of the season. Now, that was Matt Ryan saying the answer. The question was, do you think you've done enough in the second half of the season to retain Coach Quinn?
Mm-hmm.
And he basically said, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope we have done enough to retain
because
Coach Quinn.
Because here's the thing. Matt knows he's going to be here.
Matt's going to be here.
And the thing about it is if you notice that who they talk to about this are guys who they know is going to be here next year.
Mm.
The guys that have commented the most on Dan Quinn. The guys that are going to be here. Julio, Matt, Brady.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that also happens Deion. To be the only guys that talk to the media sometimes, too.
Yeah, that is true. Because I know it's like the hide in the hot tub.
Yeah, it's hide and go seek these days.
But that's what it is that you – let's not get it twisted. They don't want him to go. Now, again, I've been on coaching staff where the coach was fired, where we didn't care. Like, all right, go. You know what I'm saying? But they honestly and they truly feel this way about us. Was it? I always make fun of the brotherhood's dead. But not to them. They still are buying what he's selling. Now, the fans, they done. They wash. They're like, whatever. Some fans, anyway, but most just watch, don't care, don't want to hear it. Results oriented business. And Matt said the perfect line because that's what it is. And the results haven't been there. And we can go back to, oh, well, they gave Sean Payton all these years. Sean Payton has looked at it as a more superior coach than Dan Quinn. It just is what it is. And he got that trump card. He got the trump card, and he got the trump card the way he got it because he had 11 guys on the field for the onside kick against the Colts. You know what I'm saying? And he had Drew Brees playing at such a high level. And now, They weathered that storm, and now they're contending again. Because remember that storm when they were like salary cap hell?
Oh, yeah.
And they couldn't get anybody around
them. 7-9, 3 years
and,
in a row.
And they couldn't get the defense fixed. And now they fought through that storm, and they weathered through it, and now they're back contending. Will Arthur Blank look at that and say, we can weather this storm with Dan Quinn?
He might. He really might, honestly. And it might be beyond just the fact that if they win these final two games, they go 6-2 in the second half. I mean, that would help. But it could be something, because people have made this argument to us on social media, and I think it's interesting, but I think it only tells half the story, that, you know, stability in your franchise when it comes to coach and quarterback is very important to winning. And if you look at the teams that have had stability over the last couple of decades, they're the ones that win most regularly. But it's also the winning that has made them stable. Like,
right.
It's not the stability that has led to winning to me.
Right.
It's the winning that keeps coaches and quarterbacks and
together.
People in the same in
together.
The same city. Exactly. Like, Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy weren't together for 10 years because they just wanted them to be together for 10 years.
They were
years.
Winning games.
They were winning football games.
And then when that winning went away,
then they got rid of it.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So that's how, and that's why you go back to this whole situation with the front office. Arthur looks at that as stability. He does. He knows that the players love Dan. He knows who Thomas is and all these things. And sometimes you don't want to mix that up. But then that goes back to my whole point. Then who you going to blame this on? Who you going to blame it on? And we can go back to the Saints never blamed it on anybody. Well, how many defensive coordinators did the Saints have in all those years?
Mm-hmm.
They kept – it was Rex's brother. It was a couple other – you know what I'm saying? Like, guys were being let up out of there. But the one thing that was always stable was Mickey Loomis, the GM. And then you had Sean Payton, Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the biggest moves they did, and it's turned around that franchise, is bringing in Ireland. And who was the GM down in Miami. He's been a stabilizer force. And then also Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator. So do you shake it up again? Because somebody's got to take the blame. I know, and I agree. I started coming to Carl Duke's side when he was talking about Dirk Koetter being a comfortable hire. I thought it was a good hire. I did, because, but obviously it didn't work the way you wanted to, or did it? You know what I'm saying? Like, could Dirk foresee that this O-line was going to be the way it was? Because I'm sure that he was sold when he came in. We got these guys here. We got these guys, Dirk. It's not Wes Schweitzer or Sean Harlow or anybody anymore. We got these guys here. We got some bigger guys. I think if Dan is going to – if he stays and all the coordinators stay and everything like that, he needs to get out of the – this is the Falcon offense and let Dirk do some things. Because the hardest thing for an offensive coordinator to do – is learn a new offense when you've been calling something the same way all your career. And we knew that. We heard that from Mike Mularkey. And, you know, we got to learn this offense. Let him do his thing. Because Matt can run it, but you got to let him do his thing.
Yeah, it's funny, though, when you look back and things didn't work out the way you hoped. And
yeah.
Clearly the offense has not been what you thought it would be this mm-hmm. year. And remember what you said about the hire when the hire was made.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember a lot of people heralding Dirk Koetter's great play calling, heralding great offenses that he's run. And then you go back and look at some of those early Falcons offenses, they were pretty good. But the thing that everyone kept going back to was, Matt Ryan's familiar with him.
Mm-hmm.
So comfortable is the exact word for it. Yeah, people are comfortable with it. He's been here before. He knows how to get to the facility. Like, I know that's not what people were really worried about, but the comfortability between him and Matt Ryan is something that a lot of people talked about.
Yeah,
I mean, okay. But is he good, though? Like, is he going to be able to get you where you want to go offensively? Because the offense has been, they've been better lately. But the offensive line has been a little bit better lately. And you've got Chris Lindstrom back on the field lately. Like, you also don't have a running back who can run the football.
And see, those are the things that you also look at it as, bro, this is why he won't go, because of, you're looking at how they're playing better now. They got Lindstrom back. You know, when is it too little too late?
Now?
Yeah, that's the crazy thing about it. When is too little too late?
Yeah, after the bye week.
And that was this whole speculation. And usually, you know, you got the vote of confidence for Matt Patricia and their GM already. Miss Ford came out and said, no, they're going to be here next year. I mean, wouldn't you think that Arthur Blank, if he was going to keep him already, he would have came out and said that? Because the next two jobs that are obviously going to have coaching changes, in my opinion, this one and Jacksonville, both of the teams that are going to be playing Atlanta. And Khan has not given Doug Marrone a vote of confidence, has he? You haven't heard that come out of his mouth?
You know what's weird?
He just fired his dude.
Those are the two teams that hired the Pete Carroll defensive coordinators. Basically tried to, Jackson, I know that Marrone isn't, but they had Gus Bradley before that. Now they're going to have to hire another coach.
Dude, the stuff you hear about that Gus Bradley, man.
Yeah.
Like, how the hell, like, players literally would tell us, like, how the hell did this dude get the job?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Falcons-Jaguars coming up this weekend. We'll get to our keys to the game at 12:20 in the Lunchtime Falcons Report. Some other interesting stuff going on this weekend, including three NFL football games tomorrow. Three Saturday football games this weekend. Texans-Bucks, Bills-Patriots, which is going to be fun, and Rams-49ers as well. Will Greer is going to be the starter for the Panthers. They finally made that official.
Yeah, start packing your bag.
The Kyle Allen era is over.
Yeah.
And now Will Greer gets a couple games. I mean, I don't know that he can really do anything to win that job.
They're in for a big shakeup up there, because right now, you know, if you listen to word on the street, I mean, they're not going to give Cam away. They're not going to release him. If they can't trade him, Cam's going to be the quarterback next year, as he should be, because he's a superstar when he's healthy. But the question is, will he be healthy?
Yeah, and there's no way of knowing that.
There's no way.
That franchise can't gamble on his health anymore.
No, they can't.
Because they've gambled on his health the last two seasons, and they paid for it.
Yeah.
Somebody else will, whether it's Chicago or, I don't know, you name it. Somebody else going to gamble on it.
I'll leave Mitchell alone, man. It ain't his fault that the Bears picked him instead of Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes. Everybody be mad at Mitchell. Leave Mitchell alone. Mitch be clean, too. Them dang on sports coats he be wearing on Sundays, he be clean.
I think that might be 80% of why you defend Mitchell Trubisky, because he's dressed well.
Dude, I like what?
Dressed well, decent haircut.
Them Sunday suits, man. Dude, that was like one of the funnest parts. Them Sunday suits?
Yeah.
You'd be in the mirror.
All the Steve Harvey suits you used to wear?
Hey, that was back when it was cool.
I know.
Back when it was cool to wear baggy suits.
I know. I wanted one.
Big leg suits.
But I didn't ever get one. I wanted one. Maybe I'll get one now. There's also talk that J.J. Watt is going to try to make it back to the playoffs.
Now, I saw that.
He tore his pec on October 27th, which is not that long ago.
Right.
That sounds to me like a very painful injury that would be difficult to come back from as a pass rusher, where you have to use your upper body constantly. J.J. Watt is a monster, though, and if they can get him back for the playoffs, that would be huge for them.
If it ain't 100, don't go back out there.
Yeah, because you're just going to hurt it worse.
You're just going to hurt it worse. And that's the thing. I think J.J. Watt is such a phenomenal football player, but J.J. Watt can't stay healthy. You know why J.J. Watt can't stay healthy? Because he doesn't let his body rest. And I tell people this all the time. Yeah, you can do cardio, but the way he trains, as soon as the season's over, dude, you have got to let your body, because your body's broken down. And you're not giving it any chance to heal after the season. And that's why he gets all them nicks, because you're not letting your body rest, dude. It's a physical game.
How much time would you normally give yourself when the season was over?
I would give myself just flat, no working out, nothing. I would give myself 2 weeks. And then I would work myself in with cardio. I wouldn't lift weights, so maybe 6 weeks after the season.
J.J. Watt's out there flipping tires
and stuff.
Carrying tractors around like the day after the season gets over.
Yeah, I give myself 2 straight weeks of just nothing.
It'd be incredible if he came back, though.
Yeah.
It'll be a huge difference for them in the playoffs as well. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the college football corner. Bowl season starts tonight. Hopefully you got your bowl pick'em contest picks made. I know you did.
Yeah, Brian usually puts a sheet in the mailbox.
You got Boise State beating Washington tomorrow.
Brian's up in Athens being a millennial.
Reliving his college days.
Reliving his college days.
Speaking of college, we'll get to the College Football Corner coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's College Football Corner. News and notes from around the world of college football with former 92.9 The Game bowling champion Andy Bunker.
Big freaking deal.
And the best tight end in UGA history, Randy McMichael.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you on a Friday, 20 minutes away from the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams going to join us in studio, as she does at 11:40 every single day. Top of the noon hour, we'll get back into the most important audio in the world. There's a lot of good stuff to get to today, so be tuned in for that. We've got some Christmas carols coming your way, top of the noon hour. Before we get there, though, College Football Corner. The bowl season starts tonight, Randy. Which one are you more excited about, the Bahamas Bowl or the Frisco Bowl? Because I know you're going to be tuned into both of them.
Probably the Bahamas Bowl, because my man, former teammate Damian Garrett coaches there.
Oh, there you go.
At Charlotte, so I guess I'll watch that one.
That's a good reason to watch it. I would probably be looking forward to the Frisco Bowl if Jordan Love was playing, the quarterback at Utah State.
Yeah.
But he's not, because he got in trouble.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Nah. I mean, I'll watch both of them. I'll flip back and forth. And then you got some bowl games tomorrow, too. Mike Conte was giving me a hard time before the show, and he's right. Like, anytime your college football team plays in a bowl game before Christmas, you don't feel great about that.
Why not? I mean, look,
I'm watching the game. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Some weird debate on Twitter yesterday about whether or not you watch your team's bowl games if they're not in playoff games or New Year's Six games. Yeah, of course I'm going to watch. They're playing. I'm going to watch.
I saw that conversation. And again, that was one of those conversations where you're like, and I kept looking at the response. I'm like, why y'all keep going back and forth with this dude? Why can't he not want to watch it?
Do whatever he wants.
Exactly, but people are all on him like he can do what he wants. If he don't want to watch it, why the hell is that affecting your day?
It doesn't.
Why is it using up your care?
It's weird to me, though, like if you're a fan of a team to not just watch them play.
I agree.
Like if they're playing, watch them play.
I completely agree.
I don't care who they're playing against.
I completely agree.
They're playing against Boise State tomorrow night. I bet Washington gets beat by 3 touchdowns by Boise State tomorrow night.
Damn, I just
think it's going to be a bad one.
Okay.
Just think it's going to be a bad night for them.
You might hear about this game later anyway. But yeah,
I mean, you got a pick in that game, huh?
Yeah,
interesting.
Possibly, but I mean, you look at the Cure Bowl. That's where Georgia Southern got some hometown roots.
Yeah, Georgia Southern tomorrow.
The Boca Raton Bowl, FAU. So they probably ain't have to leave their dorm.
Nope.
Go to the Boca Raton Bowl. that's a crazy bowl for App State. They're better than the New Orleans Bowl.
Yeah, it's too bad. Yeah. I mean, that's the bowl Appalachian State was in last year, and they won.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went 12-1 this year and ranked 20th in the country. But you don't get an automatic qualifier for a good bowl game out of that conference. That's the game that you qualify for if you win the conference. Mm-hmm. And the only group of six team that gets to go to a New Year's Six Bowl is the group of six team that's ranked highest, and that's Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it is a little bit of a bummer for App State. I think that they're probably deserving of a better bowl game than that, but I guess go out and show it, beat UAB badly, and go 13-1. That'd be pretty amazing. 13-1 would be a great season.
And then, of course, the Celebration Bowl with all Corn State and North Carolina A&T, which I'll be calling.
That's right.
On the radio, yes. Yes, I will.
That's awesome, man.
It's cool, man.
You and Tanitra both going to be working on that broadcast.
The third year in a row I've got an opportunity to do it. It's a lot of fun. A lot of so much fun. The bands, the HBCU, you know, their fans coming back. It's an unbelievable game. And, like, when people were saying, well, I said, where is it at? They were like, when they were asking me, I was like, oh, it's at Mercedes-Benz. They're like, really?
Yeah.
I was like, dog, that place fills out.
Oh, I believe it.
It fills out, man. It's a lot of fun.
It feels under-promoted.
It is.
Like, I don't know how you go about doing more. I don't know, spend money on promotion or something like that. I don't really know.
It is.
But there are people that probably don't know that that's happening tomorrow at noon right here.
You go down there by Mercedes-Benz, you see all of them, the old-school bros. Oh. You know, it is a really fun game. You know, you got Steve McNair, his brother's the head coach, two-time coach of the year. They got some good players over there, so it's gonna be fun. Finished up everything last night as far as scouting and depth charts and everything. So it'll be fun.
Yesterday we spent a lot of time talking about the recruiting classes, and I mean more big picture implications than anything. I know you and I don't get super caught up in the rankings and all of that, but there is pretty clear evidence that if you're a highly ranked recruiting class, or if you have highly ranked recruiting classes year after year, you're one of the teams that has the chance of actually going to the college football playoff. There's only been 5 teams ever in the history of the college football playoff that have won a game. They all tend to have very high recruiting classes year after year after year. And they just happen to be, if you look at who's in the college football playoff this year, well, they're teams that all finished in the top 10 and most of them in the top 5 and 3 of them in the top 3 of recruiting classes this season. So we understand that having good recruiting classes tends to lead to winning a lot of games. What I want to know is how, if at all possible, you can start to level the playing field a little bit as far as that goes. And I think the conventional wisdom has been, when we talk about name, image, and likeness, for whatever reason, the conventional wisdom has been if and when they allow players to profit off their name, image, and likeness, which is going to happen, even though Mark Emmert is dragging his heels as long as he possibly can on that thing.
Duh.
And he will, yeah. I mean, it's going to take a while just because that the NCAA doesn't want it to change. It. They like the system right now. They're cashing checks.
They're cashing checks, and they ain't got to pay nobody.
Exactly. It's perfect for them.
They got to pay the labor, I should say.
Yeah, exactly. But once it finally happens, the conventional wisdom, for whatever reason, has been that's just going to further the gap between the Alabamas and the Clemsons and the Ohio States and the Georgias and the teams that have been there already and have the resources to recruit. And I don't know that I actually agree with that.
I got a question for you, though. Here's my question. And I'm sure you're probably going to go this way, too.
Okay.
Everything you just said. So who are they going to get, though? That's what I'm saying. Who are they going to be able to pay? You know, that's my whole thing. Like, are they going to take athletes away from Georgia Tech? Yeah, I'm talking about these top programs. Are they going to – I mean – basically, you're saying they're going to take big-time prospects from each other. So you say Alabama will pay a guy, a kid that was going to go to Ohio State, or Clemson's going to pay a guy that was supposed to go to Alabama. So it's going to be the top programs, top six or seven programs that are going to be cannibalizing each other. Because is a team like, say, Mississippi State, are they going to be opening their wallet?
I would think so.
You know what I'm saying?
Because here's the thing, and I think this is part of the misconception that people have about the name, image, and likeness conversation. It's not the school opening their wallet.
No, and that's the thing about it, it's not.
It's whoever, like local businesses that would pay players to endorse, essentially, right? Like if you can profit as any person could, like any company right now that would want to have Randy McMichael as their spokesperson can do it.
Yeah.
Like if a local car dealership was like, all right, we want Randy to be our spokesperson. We're going to pay him X amount of dollars a year. You can do whatever you want because you're not an NCAA athlete.
Exactly.
When you were an NCAA athlete, you couldn't. But there, if that becomes a rule that's allowed in college football, there's no cap as far as I understand. And maybe they would make a cap or something like that.
Yeah,
they would probably have to make a cap on what individuals could make. And that might even level it even further because here's the thing. Right now, you look at Clemson's recruiting class. They got the eight highest ranked recruits in the entire ACC, all going to Clemson.
Yep.
So many of those guys play the same position. Ohio State got two highly recruited quarterbacks to go to their school in this recruiting class because players want to go win, right? And they already have the resources, whether they're whatever doing stuff under the table or not. I don't know, probably. But there's also the incentive to go there and actually try to win football games.
Correct.
Right. But if the resources are available to everybody, which they would be. Like, you're telling me that some big car dealership in, I don't know, Boise, Idaho, doesn't have the same amount.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
Well, because that's what Dan Wetzel wrote about in his article. Yeah. It doesn't have the same amount of money to pay a guy that you can get in Columbus, Ohio, especially if there's a cap. And if you're talking about if the money is the thing that matters the most, maybe you flip a guy or two. Maybe instead of Alabama getting 30 of the best recruits in the country, one of these schools that's not getting those guys right now because of resources gets one or two of them.
You think that's going to happen?
I do, as long as there's actual real money allowed. Like, if the players are actually allowed to make real money. Because I fear the NCAA is going to step in and make it
They're going to try and tax it.
The players can make $5,000 a year after name and likeness. And if that's it, then it's not going to change anything. Because there's a lot of guys already getting more money than that to go play college football places. Like, it has to be real money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in order to change the system. Because right now, the big guys have those resources to do that.
Yeah, they
to
do.
Get guys
they,
to go to
they
their
do
school.
That. But my thing is with these kids is, Okay, say Alabama's going to give, and we keep on throwing these car dealership guys to the wolves.
For whatever reason, that's the one.
I mean, every time we talk about this, it's always, well, a car dealership wants to.
What else do we endorse?
Like, what if it was a damn pizza shop?
Okay,
sure. You know, or a rib shack.
Whoever's got the most money.
You know, Johnny's Rib Shack. You know, somebody, he wants to give you money to be, you know, his rib taster or something. I mean, I look at it like this. I don't think that, the kid's leaning. Say he's choosing between Alabama and Clemson, and Clemson wants to give him $10,000 more than Alabama, but he really wants to go to Alabama. How much would that $10,000 weigh?
I don't know.
You know,
I'm not sure.
I think that's where we're going to be at.
$10,000 is a lot of money when you're 18.
Yeah, it is. Hell, yes, it is.
$10,000 is a lot of money now.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. When you go back to the boys' comparison, okay, Alabama, they are a known commodity. You're going to go to the NFL. All these things.
They're going to give you 50. Boise scraped up 100. That's a $50,000 difference, but you're going to be living in Boise.
Right. That's fair. You know, that's totally like, fair.
I mean, but I don't know how these kids think. Because, wait a minute. I do know how these kids think. They want to stunt for the gram. So, mm-hmm. Okay, bad example. Let's say Arkansas. As bad as Arkansas is, but yet they're giving you more. They're offering you more. So you'd rather take the 50 G's and be on a losing program than take an extra 50 G's. Yes, Wendy, I know.
Some people would.
Yeah, I know that. But I'm saying that's to me what it's going to seem like it's going to have to come down to.
Well, the other thing, too, is you're one of 30 at Alabama.
Exactly.
You really think you're going to get 50 grand? Maybe you will. Maybe you won't. If you go to Arkansas or wherever. The other thing is there's bad programs in big cities.
Yes.
Like UCLA.
Yeah.
Not a good. USC was 78th in recruiting this year. I don't know. I think you influx that money. Maybe it dirties it up a little bit, and mm-hmm. I could see people making that argument. They get paid for your labor, and maybe it levels the playing field a little bit.
I doubt it. Hey, join the Hawks during their epic rematch against the Milwaukee Bucks is on Friday, December 27th. Tickets are on sale right now at hawks.com/tickets.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the Wendy Zone. Wendy Adams joins us in studio next. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Friday, 20 minutes away from the most important audio in the world, partially Christmas Carol edition. So be tuned in for that. Before we get there, though, Wendy Adams joins us in studio. Oh, yeah, my bad, Wendy. I forgot to do this. We're doing Sports Jeopardy today in an hour. And we need sports trivia questions.
You sure do, Andy.
Wendy has literally asked me to solicit for questions, I don't know, 8 times already today. And that's the first time I've done it. My bad.
Way to go, Bunk.
So we need a lot of questions in an
hour. We need some questions, y'all.
In an hour.
Okay?
Sports trivia questions. Send them to Wendy on Twitter or on Instagram.
At Wendy Radio.
As a direct message. And don't be creepy. That's
it, right? Worth it.
Yes, but direct message so you guys don't see it.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want to see it.
So they don't know the answer.
So we don't cheat.
Or can't look up the answer.
There's nothing wrong with Arkansas, okay?
With Arkansas?
Nothing wrong.
What's going on with Arkansas?
Oh, did you get some flack?
Yeah, Dub Breezy. He's from Arkansas.
You've been going in on Arkansas.
Nothing wrong with Arkansas.
Is it because Sam Pittman went there and you're mad about it?
Man, whatever. Hey, Wendy, how are you doing?
Maybe you can go to a game.
We had some fun. It was so funny yesterday when I was at home and I was sitting in the kitchen and was finishing up the prep for the celebration bowl at the table, and Sammy was watching Ryan's tour review.
Did you tell him how much money
Illinois.
That kid made?
Yes. My wife, Donna, she's like, yeah. I was telling her about the Wendy Zone, and she was like, yeah, makes $26 million last year. I was like, yeah, that's why she was upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we should get Samson on YouTube to do something.
He already tried, man. I'm telling you. He don't want to sit still.
Yeah, but that's it.
He don't want to participate. Come here, Sammy. You don't want to participate.
Maybe you should do a YouTube channel of you trying to put together toys for Samson. That would be great, and I would watch every single one of them because I just want to see the level of anger go from, oh, this is great, to, oh, this is not great.
I don't think anybody wants to see.
Oh, yes, we do.
Raging Christmas Eve,
because
Randy.
I think
you underestimate all of us.
And I think so many dads would be able to relate to that. Dads or moms who are putting together
raging
toys.
Raging Randy on Christmas Eve night to Christmas morning is not fun.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
no,
it is.
I know it's not fun for you,
no,
and I don't want to like exploit your frustration,
Andy,
or anything like that.
$26 million.
Yeah, I do. I want
yes,
to exploit your frustration. And if they could keep like a drink count on the lower right side of the screen.
Oh, that would be
like one
perfect.
Eggnog, two, or however, whatever you're drinking. I don't know what you're drinking.
Eggnog.
One eggnog. Yeah.
But we would start with
the
eggnog count, which would probably be 4. And then at the time,
and then just,
it would just be like 14.
Ramp it up.
Yeah.
And you can slowly see Randy get more angry and also like his eyes glossing over. He can't really read the instructions anymore.
That is brilliant. Donna, if you're listening, film Randy putting together toys.
She'd be knocked out.
You know what's funny? Randy already
I'm
named
putting
it.
In a camera.
What?
Raging Randy.
Raging Randy.
Puts together Christmas toys.
All the fathers who's been through that.
I know.
You know, man.
You know.
Because if damn, when does this go? Let's go.
I want $26 million,
Randy. I'm getting mad at Tuesday ain't here yet.
Were you mad when you were scrolling Twitter this morning before you had your coffee?
No.
If you missed it this morning, there's a trending topic, and it's Steph Curry. It's not because Steph Curry's coming back to the basketball court anytime soon.
Oh.
apparently, and I didn't see these photos, but apparently this morning when people woke up, they were scrolling through Twitter and up popped some photos of Steph Curry along with his wife, Ayesha Curry, in the nude. Now, I don't know what the photos contain, but I know they contained a certain part that when you were scrolling on Twitter, you were just surprised about.
Yeah, John Fricke saw it.
Yeah, John Fricke.
John Fricke was telling us.
You got to put Fricke out there like that?
Yeah, he did it. He clicked on it.
But you ain't got to put him out there like that.
Well, I just wanted to give the context of how we heard about this earlier this morning. Because Fricke came out and said, oh, guys, I noticed that Steph Curry was trending this morning.
Right.
And I didn't know why he was trending at that point, so I asked him. And Fricke said, oh, it was nude photos. Oh, of him? And Fricke said, yeah.
Oh.
Did you click on it? And Fricke said, yeah. And I said, so hang on.
He did?
Yeah.
He clicked on the photo?
He did. He didn't know what it was.
Oh, boy.
He didn't know what it, he just saw that he was trending, and he clicked on it, and then,
yeah,
well, boom.
Now, if you click on it now, Steph Curry's are obviously not going to be there, but he was apparently in a towel, and then there was one other photo of him just coming out of the shower, and they don't know whether the photos were leaked by them. I don't think they were, or someone else. But there is a revenge porn law in California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you leak photos, and that is a misdemeanor for 6 months in jail and up to $1,000 fine.
So here's how I know that I'm not as nasty as you think I am.
Okay. Oh,
because when we talk about the Robert Kraft video and Mike Bell's butt tattoo, no, I don't want to watch it.
You will watch it.
I might. It might happen where I might. It might happen where I it just happens. But I knew what happened with Steph Curry. I knew what the Steph Curry photos were.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I didn't click on them.
Oh, okay. I mean,
so I'm not as nasty as you guys accuse me of being.
So it was both of them naked?
I don't. They
now
don't
that's
have,
that's a little bit of a game changer for
oh,
me.
Oh no, no. My thing is like this because
I don't know. They don't have much information because photos
I don't need to see it. But if I'm saying if he was like butt naked in the shower, was he sending photos back to his lady? That's what I hope.
I don't know. I haven't done any more research on finding the photos, but y'all are more than welcome
to use your own
Google browsers to find the photos.
I think it's cool that you see your lady naked pictures of yourself.
I think so, too.
Dude, I can all kind of poses.
Yeah.
And now they put that privacy thing on your pictures so the kids can't find them?
Right.
Yeah.
The hackers can find those, Randy.
Yeah, baby, send me all the nudes.
There's
baby.
No hacker in the world that wants to see me naked. I feel pretty confident about that.
There's a few.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
There may be.
Some nasty people out there.
There are. That's true.
Didn't you scroll Twitter one time and accidentally come across a photo?
Of Draymond Green. Yeah. When Draymond Green's nude photo got leaked.
But so your part, this is your part.
I accidentally saw that.
This is the thing with
you. I want to see that.
Is that like, you follow everybody, most people that follow you. So you can't do that because of the fact that.
I'm a man of the people, Randy.
You got you follow. I was on to that until, you know, you're scrolling down. All of a sudden, you see some wagon shaking. You know, and it, because they watch it porn and retweet it on your time. You know what I'm saying? So that's you got to be selective.
Yeah, but wagon shaking is one thing. Draymond Green naked is another thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like
that's what was a problem.
That's why you just can't be showing everybody your nudity. You can't.
Yeah, just
because the thing about it is, it's like the hell hath no fury.
Like a woman scorn.
Like a woman scorn, and she will have you. Especially she will have you all on IG, but just.
No, but that's
it's
a lawsuit.
It's an awkward-looking position trying to show her that you're flexible.
Now I don't want to know any type of photos that y'all have ever sent.
That's one of the beauties of being married.
Yes, yeah, sir. Yeah, they're trying to show you flexible.
You got to show her you can still do stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
There's nothing better, though. So much.
We got a big glass door in the shower so you can...
That's the full end of the Wendy zone. You guys take over.
Side view.
I really wish... Okay, so if you're watching on 929 The Game, if you're not, you probably should be because I have Andy and Randy in here showing the poses and what they would be. And it's very awkward.
Side view.
Whatever, man. It's love.
It's love.
Just like Steph and Ayesha.
Steph and Ayesha. I mean, that's just love. I'm sure he was on a long East Coast road trip. She's like, baby.
But Wendy's making it sound like they're together in these photos.
I don't know.
You put the timer on and then go stand over there.
Maybe
on the
they were FaceTiming, and then you can screen grab.
Oh,
FaceTime.
Okay.
All right. So now I'm getting some fathers weighing in.
Yeah.
You got Killer Kev can identify with Raging Randy. Dude, you sure you're not? She want one of them things.
A child?
Yeah.
I want multiple children.
Dude. Well, you're more handy than me.
That's why I'm sending all those photos in the shower. What do you think?
I wish I didn't bring up the story.
You know, you can't bring that up with me. It was immature.
I know. And I immediately
What do you think was going to happen?
Well, I didn't think I would think shower happen? Poses and things would come up, and I Man, just please. Thought we would talk about Steph Curry.
I fill up all her cloud.
Well, now I'm starting. Oh, gosh. I'm starting a Raging Randy YouTube channel now because y'all have done that.
Thank you.
I don't know if you should thank me or not. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry I even
he
brought it
fills up for cloud.
Hey, radio.com presents the 5th annual Night Before on Saturday, February 1st. It's at the BB&T Center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's starring Zach Brown. Is it the Zach Brown brand or just Zach Brown brand?
Zach Brown brand.
Tickets on sale today, people, at all Ticketmaster outlets.
You made me cry.
Dude.
That's the first time that's happened on this show.
Y'all made me cry.
Wow.
On the inside.
Coming up next, the most important, the second most important audio in the world, because the most important audio in the world was what Randy just said. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.